Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson may sound a little bit out of place. It is a flashback to the evening that we call the Last Supper. Jesus is gathered with his disciples for a meal, and soon he would be arrested and tortured and crucified and die on a cross. The disciples and Jesus, they had experienced many meals together, but never one quite like this one. Never before had their teacher grabbed a towel and wrapped it around his waist and proceeded to wash each of their feet. And never before, as they shared a loaf of bread, did he take that bread and say, "This is my body broken for you." And when they shared a cup of wine, never before had anyone said, "This is my blood of the covenant given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sin." Never before had they seen such calm confidence as Jesus identified his betrayer and sent him on his way. And never before had they heard their master talk so openly about his imminent death. And as they sat there, they were confused and they were scared. Jesus talked about leaving them. And this part of John's gospel is aptly called the farewell discourse, as Jesus talks to those disciples before he leaves for his passion. And Jesus tells them something very important. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." Yes, he is going away, but he will give them some gifts to ease their separation anxiety. He will give them the Holy Spirit to teach and comfort them. But he'll give them something else too. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you," he says. "I do not give to you as the world gives." He will give them, and by extension us, his peace. It is a wonderful promise, but it is a little different than we might expect. It is a peace not as the world gives, a different kind of peace. We might expect that peace to be tranquility and a lack of conflict, but the world gives us very little of that. What the world does give us is a whole lot of trouble. We have people in our lives who hurt us or leave us. The world gives us famine and war and injustice. The world gives us trauma, sickness, untimely death of loved ones. The world can leave us feeling often again as if the floor had fallen out from under us and we're utterly alone, utterly helpless, and numb, unable to cope. The world tries to offer us its version of peace, but it's the empty kind. It supplies us with things we hope will create peace in our hearts, but they never work. They're only temporary. Things like alcohol and drugs and sex, even chocolate, never ever works to give us peace. The world only knows how to enforce peace through violence or control or intimidation, and even those kinds of peace never, ever last. But Jesus offers a different kind of peace, a powerful, lasting peace. The peace he gives is very literally his presence with us, his ongoing gift to us. His presence. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." Why? "Because I will be with you. You may not see me physically as you've seen me up to this point, but I'm there for you. and I will be there to help you and give you strength and courage no matter what you face, no matter what's on the horizon, no matter what the world promises and lies to you. I'll be there giving you courage and strength and the assurance that you're not alone. You will never be abandoned. With me, Jesus says, you will be safe. There are many illustrations of this kind of peace that comes from Christ, the peace that goes beyond all human understanding. Probably the best is one I've seen on Facebook and many other places. It depicts a storm. We're familiar with those. A storm where the wind is blowing and the rain is pouring, and a tree, and in that tree is bending against the wind. In that tree is a nest and a bird, sitting on its nest, protecting its young, and perhaps even singing in the midst of the storm. That's an illustration that speaks to me of the kind of peace that Christ gives. The storm doesn't go away, but in the midst of that storm, we are protected, we are cared for, and we, like that bird, can even sing, because we know that we are protected by Christ who goes with us. This real peace, this lasting peace, is there not in the absence of turmoil, but right in the very middle of it. We can rest securely, without fear, knowing that in spite of what's happening, Christ is with us and will never forsake us. This is a true gift from God, and we sense it most keenly, I think, when we do something really hard, when we give up control and give it up to God. We don't surrender our responsibility, but we recognize how vulnerable we are and that we do have limitations and we can't control all the things that happen. But God is with us. Christ is there for us. He holds our lives, our future, our families, everything we are and have, in his loving arms. And knowing that, we can know a peace that passes understanding. Later on in the so-called farewell discourse, Jesus tells his disciples, "I have told you these things so that you may have peace in this world. In the world you may have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Take heart. In the original language, it really means literally to have courage. In the face of all the trouble that the world throws at us, we can have courage because the one who holds us will never leave us or forsake us. The peace that passes human understanding. When Jesus told those first disciples that he would give them peace, remember the circumstances. He knew that the next days would be difficult for them. They would be filled with grief and sorrow and fear and loss. Judas would go out and hang himself. Peter would deny his Lord 3 times. Thomas would question the reports of the resurrection. They'd be locked behind closed doors, fearing for their lives. He knew that in the weeks and months and years and even millennia ahead, those who followed him would have heartaches and difficulties and struggle and persecution and fear, and through it all, Jesus would go with them and be there for them, assuring them that his love is stronger than all hate, that his hope is more resilient than fear or despair, that his life is more powerful than even death, that forgiveness can trump guilt, that light can and will break through the darkness. Jesus offered them and us a deep, lasting peace that gives us courage, no matter what life throws at us. A deep, lasting peace that may even empower us to dare to live by that other commandment that Jesus gave those disciples, to go out and love one another as I have loved you. A deep, lasting peace that allows us and enables us to be Easter people, even though we live in a Good Friday world. Even though we live in a world filled with pain and loss and sadness, we have peace knowing that the Holy Spirit is at our back and that Jesus walks with us, propelling us forward. Even when our hearts are troubled, and even when we're afraid, we can be people of courage and agents of deep and lasting peace in our world, loving others as Christ has loved us. This is his gift to us, a peace that is beyond all understanding. Amen. Now may that peace, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.